Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Houston Innovators Podcast. I'm Natalie Harms, editor of Innovation Map. My guest for today is Alessio LaRusso, founder and CEO of Robos, an Italian 3D printing company that opened its American headquarters in Houston in 2020. Alessio joins the show today to discuss how he's looking to hire following a multi-million dollar fundraise and how the pandemic and instability in the global supply chain has had an accelerating effect on Robos. He also shares how he believes Houston has a huge potential to be a major global 3D printing hub. Alessio, thanks so much for joining me today.
My pleasure, Natalie. Thank you so much for inviting me.
So I think just to begin, I want to hear a little bit about your background and what led to you starting your company.
Yeah, fantastic question. So I'm a maker. So I used to build things. And 3D printing was one of my favorite thing to build when I was 17 years old. So I started doing this 14 years ago almost. I created Robos back in 2013 after working many years on my personal 3D printer because I thought that at that time, but still today, 3D printing needed to demonstrate that was a real capable technology to produce and use parts instead of prototypes. So this was my goal, and this is still our goal, to bring this technology to the production shop floor and give the possibility to our customers to print and use parts for critical applications. So I invented what is called today the beltless technology, introducing a movimentation gears in our 3D printers and creating what are considered the most precise and repeatable 3D printers. So this innovation gave us the possibility to start producing repeatable parts with incredible accuracy. And thanks to this, we got some incredible customers back in the days. And thanks to the innovation we also made on material science, then we open up new possibilities and created the possibility for us to produce parts in the energy sector, aerospace sector, automotive, motorsport, and medical sector. So the innovation of repeatability and the innovation coming from the material science and the chemistry created a new market for us.
So I know we're obviously talking on a podcast, but I wonder if you can visually kind of help our listeners to envision this technology that you've created, because it's not your at-home 3D printer, right? It's much larger scale. So I wonder if you could describe the technology a little bit.
Absolutely. Today we produce production machines. So our machines today are used by the largest aerospace and energy and motorsport and automotive companies in the world to create real end use parts to create small, medium, serious parts production. So our machines are capable to print up to 1 meter parts within the most performing super polymers and composite for metal replacement applications. So this is what we do. We help customers reshaping their supply chain, reshoring their manufacturing capabilities, and produce parts just in time, on demand, locally, having our machines in their shop floors or asking our manufacturing as a service network to produce parts for them. So we are helping our customers to digitalize the inventory, producing parts just in time and on demand. So this is much more than 3D printing. This is supply chain reshaping. This is production reshoring. This is what we're doing.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's such a huge conversation about the instability of the supply chain nowadays. So I wonder, how has the past 2 years affected your business?
To be honest, this was an incredible accelerator for us. So this provided us, you know, that speed and that confidence from even from small, medium companies to adopt the technology, because the moment is now. The time to integrate printing capabilities and have the possibility to print parts in-house is something that needs to be done now. And we had an incredible success from US small and medium companies as well. So today we serve, of course, we serve large corporates, but in my opinion, the most important thing is that the small and medium companies started to integrate the technology to serve the local customers, to serve the major key accounts in the country.
Well, and speaking of timing, I know you opened your Houston, or I guess your U.S. headquarters here in Houston in 2020, just right ahead of this major unstable supply chain. And so what has it been like having your U.S. headquarters here in Houston? And why did you decide to take that bet on Houston?
We are very happy to have selected Houston as our American headquarters. We found an incredible ecosystem here, incredible talents from University of Houston, Rice Universities, Texas A&M. And we found the desire from local companies to adopt the technology and being ahead of competition, having the possibility to innovate faster and to produce parts in-house. So we are super happy to have selected Houston, and we are now ready to scale up operations here. And even thanks to the latest fundraising we completed a few weeks ago, now we have the possibility to boost our operation, hire incredible talents, and boost the growth of the company.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about your hiring process. I know you are looking to fill positions. What exactly are you looking for, and how are you tapping into the workforce?
In 2022, we are looking to hire additional 60 employees. So at this point, we are almost 100 people, and we're looking to hire additional 60 people, 50% from technical universities, R&D centers, to cover the development of new polymers, new materials, development of new technologies, and 50% for business development, sales, marketing, and operations. So in Houston, we plan to have global operations for the company. We plan to have sales, marketing, applications, engineers, material scientists to support the growth of the company in US, but supervise the global operations of the entire group now.
Well, you mentioned raising your most recent round of funding. So how was that process in this day and age, super remote digital type of interface, I'm sure? And so what challenges did you have to overcome during that process? And tell me a little bit about the investors that you have now on your team.
Yeah, we are very happy about the latest fundraising round. We welcome new incredible investors, executives like Boris Collardi, the former CEO of Julius Baer, Alfredo Altavilla, current president of ITA Airways and the former vice president of Fiat Chrysler, the Lagfin Fund, the Nova Capital Fund, so incredible family, European family offices, and even Silicon Valley investors like Alain Harris. So we are very happy for what we have done, but we are working on the next chapter at this point. So, you know, fundraising is a never-ending story. And because we are always concentrated in the future, and we are always boosting the growth. Now we are working to welcome new American and European investors for the next phase of the growth of the company.
Yeah, there's absolutely no rest in the startup world in the in terms of fundraising. I know that for sure. So I want to talk a little bit about the 3D printing industry as a whole. I just feel like we've barely scratched the surface of the potential for 3D printing across industries, really. So how have you observed the industry evolve over the years, and where is it heading?
I think that we are still at the beginning. 3D printing has an enormous potential to be one of the most important technology for the human beings for the next 100 years. With 3D printing, we are going to create the future generation of parts for rockets, for the life of human beings on different planets. We are going to create the future generation of medical device, where, for example, implants needs to be customized and produced, you know, for each specific patient. We are going to create the future generation of industrial parts, where you produce parts just in time, on demand, local, going from a mass delocalized production to a customized, just in time, on demand, local production. So, you know, 3D printing has an enormous potential to be an incredible technology for medical, for aerospace, for energy, for the new generation of incredible innovation that can boost the growth of human being. So I see tremendous potential. And in my opinion, 3D printing just expressed 1% of its potential. So the next 20 years will be incredible for this technology. And we're going to see more and more this technology on shop floors, in the hospitals, in the space, International Space Station. You know, the next 20 years will be incredible for this technology. And this market grows 27% year by year. And this is something that happened for the last 10 years. So we are just at the beginning of the curve.
Well, I think something that like comes to my mind, and I see a parallel between this, is that, you know, we're so used to getting things shipped, you know, next day from Amazon, and, you know, being able to like have delivered food within the next 40 minutes or something like that. Like, we are living in such a now generation. I just wonder how, you know, manufacturing, which used to go across shores and take much longer to produce like a prototype, for instance. I just wonder, do you see this now generation, like we're able to order things ASAP, affecting the need for 3D printing technology on a corporate level, on an industrial level?
Absolutely, yes. This is something that is already happening. In fact, thanks to our marketplace, we are providing the possibility to customers to order just-in-time parts through our digital platform. So you can upload your file and we send your file to a customer of us close to you in order to produce just in time and deliver to you in the shortest possible time, reducing shippings and of course reducing the CO2 emissions. So we are trying to bring manufacturing close to the point of use. And, you know, in this long-term vision, there is a huge, huge, huge saving of CO2 emissions due to the fact that we are going to reduce the shippings and reduce the waste of material. So switching from a mass production to a customized production gives the chance to avoid to produce millions of parts and store probably 4 years warehouses waiting to be ordered and used. We want to reshape the supply chain, giving the possibility to customers to order just-in-time parts, avoiding warehouses, digitalizing the inventory, reducing CO2 emissions, reducing shippings, and bring production back to America, bring production back to Europe. This is something very, very strategic, in my opinion, for the national economies.
And the emissions aspect of it, too, I didn't even connect that dot. But it's really changing things. And I think when I think of manufacturing, it's just always been historically just cheaper to you know, go elsewhere, but how is that changing, and how does robos change that aspect?
Yeah, so what we do is to help customers to replace metals. Metals, they are produced by traditional methods like CNC machining, for example. To produce a part by CNC machining, you usually start from the block. So you probably have between 50 and 70% of waste material to get the part for you, to produce the parts for you. Do you imagine the level of material waste that this kind of technologies produce? This is unsustainable. So production needs to change, needs to be adapted for the new generation that need to have customized products and that they are much, much more sensible to the sustainability aspect. So 3D printing helps companies to get parts, reducing the waste and reducing the carbon footprint.
So as you look toward the next few years for robos and growing up, what are some challenges you envision having to overcome as you grow the company? What are the things that keep you up at night that you're keeping a close eye on?
Well, I think that at the level where we are, the most important thing for us to scale and scale fast is to find the right people at the right time. Everything is about people, always. But in the phase where we are, people are the most important thing. So for us, it's crucial to hire and as soon as we can, the best engineers, the best innovators, the best material scientists, the best engineers. And this is something that needs to be done yesterday, you know, because timing is the most important thing. And in this timing, the right people are what separates you from, you know, the success. So, yes, this is something that keeps me awake.
Well, I want to jump back to something you talked about earlier, just the potential of 3D printing on various industries, and you named a couple: aerospace, medical, etc. How do you describe robos' breakdown of industries in terms of who your clients are, and do you see that evolving over the next several years?
Well, 3D printing has applications in probably all manufacturing, design sectors in the world. But we are very focused and very vertical in aerospace, energy, transportation, and now we are going to enter medical device in a few months. I think that our technology can really be game-changing for these four sectors. For example, we are helping the private space sector to produce the future generation of microsatellites and nanosatellites. And you know how big is this sector and how super strategic is this sector for the future generation of telecommunication. We are helping aviation companies in producing parts, produce lightweight parts for the future generation of aircraft. As well, we are working with the major part of oil and gas companies in the world to help them to reduce the inventory, reduce the waste of material, and print critical spare parts just in time and close to the point of use, as well as we are working on nuclear and hydrogen applications where our super polymers have incredible space here to help companies in producing end use parts. Transportation is a huge topic, you know, for electrical mobility, autonomous driving, drones, micromobility. Having lightweight part is something that, you know, it's super important because the lightweight parts help to reduce the, you know, the weight, so increase the efficiency of the next generation of cars, electrical cars and the autonomous driving cars. And the medical device is going to be incredible for 3D printing. Having the possibility to print patient-specific implants gives the chance to produce something customized for every patient. So it's you know, this is something that is going to help is going to help the humanity to get the parts, to get the implants of the future in the human body. And it's like democratizing the medicine. So I found this is super incredible for the future. But these four verticals are the verticals where we are mostly focused on, and we think to enter in new markets in the future. But for the moment, we want to express the full potential we have at these four verticals.
Energy, space, healthcare, very much all huge in Houston. So I think it's very interesting that you have expanded here and you are tapping into the workforce here. So how do you see Houston emerging as a hub for 3D printing and manufacturing?
We are super committed in making Houston one of the most important cities in US for 3D printing. But what we are trying to create is an ecosystem in the city. And we found incredible partners to support our vision, like Alchemy, like Houston Methodist, where we are talking regarding incredible future project. We are working with the major oil and gas companies in the city. There is an incredible potential. And local universities are super important to help us in making this true. So we have open conversation with University of Houston, with Rice University. And we think that Houston has an incredible potential to become one of the most prominent 3D printing hubs in the world, not just in the country.
Wow. Well, that is a strong statement to end on. So I'm going to cut it there because I don't think we could end it any better than that. Alessio, thanks so much for your time today. It's been very interesting to learn about what you're doing and the potential for Houston to be this huge 3D printing hub.
Thank you. Thank you, Natalie. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Houston Innovators Podcast. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you don't miss next week's edition, and check out innovationmap.com for the latest Houston startup and innovation news.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.